Every year, as winter settles over Jerusalem, and lights appear in windows across Israel, the Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah, Chag HaChanukah, the Feast of Dedication. This festival, filled with warmth, memory, and meaning, is more than a story of oil or tradition. It is a celebration of faith, identity, victory, and divine light in times of darkness. Hanukkah reminds Israel of a powerful truth. Even when empires rise, even when forces threaten identity and faith, God continues to preserve His covenant people. Yet beyond the history, Hanukkah also points toward a deeper spiritual reality, one connected to the hope of Mashiach, Messiah, and spoken of in the Hebrew Scriptures. Understanding both the historical celebration and the spiritual significance enriches the meaning of Hanukkah for Israelis today. The historical background of Hanukkah. Hanukkah originates from events recorded in the historical writings of 1st and 2nd Maccabees, taking place around 167 to 160 BCE during the Seleucid Empire's oppression of the Jewish people. King Antiochus IV imposed harsh decrees forbidding Torah observance, banning Brit Milah circumcision, desecrating the Beit HaMikdash temple, forcing pagan worship on the Jewish people. Many in Israel were pressured to abandon their heritage, but a small group known as the Maccabees rose in courageous defiance. Led by Yehuda HaMaccabi, Judah the Maccabee, they fought to restore purity, identity, and worship in the land. After a miraculous victory against a vastly stronger empire, the Maccabees reclaimed Jerusalem and purified the temple. On the 25th of Kislev, they rededicated it to God, an event that became known as the Feast of Dedication, or Hanukkah. The Talmud later describes the miracle of the oil, one jar of pure oil that should have lasted only one day burned for eight. Whether one emphasizes the military miracle or the oil miracle, Hanukkah remains a symbol of divine intervention and Jewish resilience. Why Hanukkah matters deeply to Israelis today. Hanukkah is more than historical nostalgia. It represents themes that continue to resonate with Israelis. National identity, freedom to worship the God of Israel, faithfulness despite pressure, the triumph of light over darkness, the preservation of Jewish life in the land. The Maccabees' struggle mirrors the experiences of modern Israel, surrounded by challenges, yet continually rising with strength and hope. Hanukkah also reminds us that spiritual compromise is not needed for peace. The Maccabees did not survive by blending into the culture of the nations, but by remaining faithful to the covenant of Adonai, the Lord. Hanukkah and the Messiah, a deeper light. Many are surprised to learn that Yeshua, Jesus, celebrated Hanukkah. The Brit Hadashah, New Covenant, records, "At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Yeshua was walking in the temple courts." John 10:22-23. This moment is significant. At the Feast of Dedication, during Hanukkah, Yeshua taught in the temple and spoke about his identity as the Messiah, the one who brings eternal light. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. These were not random words. They echoed the central theme of Hanukkah, God shining light into darkness. From the prophets, Israel already knew that the coming Messiah would be associated with light. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah 9:2, Yeshayahu 9:1. "I will make you a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Isaiah 49:6, Yeshayahu 49:6. Hanukkah's light points forward to a greater spiritual illumination, the light of God revealed through the Messiah, the lampstand and the light of God. The menorah lit during Hanukkah, known as the Hanukkiah, has eight branches plus the shamash, servant candle. In the temple, however, the golden menorah had seven lamps and represented the eternal divine presence. The prophets spoke of a future time when the light of God would shine not only in the temple, but in the hearts of his people. Zechariah 4:6 declared, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit." Hanukkah celebrates a physical victory, but it also foreshadows a spiritual one, when God himself would restore light to his children. According to scripture, Yeshua embodies this light. He does not erase Israel's heritage. He fulfills the promise of light given through Israel's prophets. Hanukkah in the life of a modern Israeli. For Israelis today, Hanukkah remains a holiday of joy, Simcha, family gatherings, songs, candle lighting, and foods like sufganiyot, jelly donuts, and levavot, latkes. Children play sevavon dreidel with the letters nun, gimel, hey, shin, representing nes gadol hayasham, a great miracle happened there. Or in Israel, nes gadol hayapo, a great miracle happened here. But beyond the traditions lies a powerful spiritual truth. Israel's identity, survival, and hope have always depended on God's faithfulness. Hanukkah teaches that even a small flame can dispel great darkness, and it invites Israel to consider the divine source of that light. The role of Israel Media Ministries in sharing this light. Israel Media Ministries, IMM, plays a unique role in reconnecting Israelis with the prophetic significance of Hanukkah by presenting Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, as the true and everlasting light promised in our scriptures. Through Hebrew-centered evangelistic media, teaching, and digital outreach, IMM helps Israelis understand how the message of Yeshua aligns with Jewish identity, the history of Israel, and the hope expressed in the Hanukkah story. IMM seeks to honor Israel's traditions while pointing to the one who fulfills the deepest themes of Chag Harim, the Festival of Lights. Hanukkah's message for today: light still shines in the darkness. As candles are lit each night, Hanukkah reminds Israelis that darkness never wins. God preserves his people. The covenant with Israel is eternal. Light increases day by day. Redemption is drawing nearer. The Hanukkah miracle encourages the Jewish people to look beyond the physical flame and remember the spiritual flame God promised to kindle through his Messiah. Yeshua's presence in the temple during the Feast of Dedication was not accidental. It was prophetic. It was a declaration that the true light for Israel had come. Hanukkah is not only a story about the past, it is a signpost pointing forward to Israel's ultimate redemption. Conclusion: the light of Hanukkah and the light of the Messiah. The Feast of Dedication is a celebration of courage, purity, identity, and divine light. It honors the victory of the Maccabees, the faithfulness of God, and the resilience of the Jewish spirit. Yet Hanukkah also prepares the heart for the greater light promised by the prophets, the light of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, who brings life, truth, and spiritual restoration. As the candles of Hanukkah shine across Israel, may they illuminate not only homes but hearts, and may the people of Israel rediscover the one who stood in the temple during this very feast and declared himself the light of the world, the eternal flame that never fades.